Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda, and you're listening to the Qalam Podcast. The Qalam Podcast has become an important part of people's lives all around the world. There are millions of people benefiting from the podcast every single day. Thousands of hours of content, dozens of different series from all the different teachers and scholars here at Qalam. All of this is delivered to the community free of charge. We are excited and actively working to grow and increase our efforts to deliver more and more benefit to the community. We ask you to support our efforts and become part of the Qalam family. Please go to qalamfamily.com and sign up to contribute to this Sadaqah Jariyah on a monthly basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. جزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرة وروي هذا عن كعب بن عجرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال احضروا المنبر فحضرنا كعب بن عجرة, a companion of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. He says that one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called everyone close and he said, "Uhdhuru al-mimbar," come close to the mimbar, upon which the imam typically stands. Fahadharna, so we all came and we gathered around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet turned around and he began to ascend the steps of the mimbar. The narrator says, فَلَمَّا إِرْتَقَى دَرَجَةً, when he took one step, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Ameen. Amen. فَلَمَّا إِرْتَقَى الدَّرَجَةَ الثَّانِيَةً, when he ascended the second step, قَالَ Ameen. He again said, Amen. فَلَمَّا إِرْتَقَى دَرَجَةَ الثَّالِثِ, when he stepped up on the second step of the mimbar, for the third time, he said, Ameen. When he came down after giving his talk, the Sahaba, they said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ سَمِعْنَا مِنْكَ الْيَوْمَ مَا كُنَّا نَسْمَعْ, we heard you do something today that you never did before. You were stepping on the mimbar and every time you stepped, you said, Ameen. We've never seen you do that before. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he then said, when I stepped on the first step, Gabriel, Jibra'il, said something to me. And he said, Bu'adan, Bu'adan liman adraka Ramadan, falam yaghfir lah. Faqultu Ameen. He said, when I stepped on the first step, Gabriel made a dua. He made a dua, and his dua was, may that person be distant from God who The one who witnesses, adaraka, witnesses what we are in right now, witnesses the blessed month of Ramadan, but does not take the opportunity to gain the forgiveness of God. In that moment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the scholar says, the Amin of the heavens, Gabriel, and the Amin of the earth, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one's making the dua, the other saying Amin. What do you think about the acceptance of that dua? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Amen to that dua. And I'm going to come back, but I want to finish the hadith. And then he said, when I stepped on the second step, he said that I heard Gabriel make another dua. He said, Bu'adan, may that person be distant from God's mercy. Liman dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alay. May that person be distant from God who hears my name mentioned, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he fails to even say a prayer for me. After all that I have given him and all that Allah has provided this person through me, he can't even say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or in English, may the peace and blessings of God be upon him. And then he said, when I went on the third step, at that point, Gabriel said, Bu'adan, may this person be distant from God's mercy. Who? The one who is blessed to reach both or one of their parents in old age, but fails to gain Jannah by serving them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when I heard that dua, I again said, Ameen. I share this narration only so that we realize that as we stand here 5 days into the month of Ramadan, I share this narration because I ask you, what is stopping you from taking benefit from this blessed month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ. It's only a few days. It's only a few days before we will be standing here saying the takbirat, and another Ramadan will have passed us. My question to you is, what's holding you back from gaining God's mercy? On the last night of the month prior to Ramadan, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would typically stand and give a khutbah about Ramadan. And I want to share those words for us to reflect on and then talk about a few practical things that we should all focus on for these few remaining days that we have. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, he says, on the last day of Sha'ban, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would go on the minbar and he would give us this talk. He would say, Ya ayyuhan nas, قَدَ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. He would say, oh people, a blessed, great month has come upon us. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. In that month is a night which is better than 1,000 months. The Prophet would then say, Allah has made for us fasting obligatory and standing at night in prayer as an extra act to gain closeness to him. But it isn't limited to that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would then say, "Man taqarraba ilayhi bi khaslatin min al-khair." Whoever gets close to Allah by any single deed of goodness, any good deed, it is like someone who had performed an obligatory act any other time of the year. And the one who performs an obligatory act like the one we are doing right now receives the reward of 70 obligatory acts at any other time. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warns us. He then says, wa huwa shahru sabri. This is a month of patience. It's a month of holding ourselves back, holding our appetite, the physical one, but then reflecting on whether or not we're able to hold our other appetites throughout the rest of the year. I say that because in one hadith, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, رُبَّ الصَّائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطِشُ. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are some people who fast, but all they get is thirst and hunger. How so? They haven't really tapped into the deeper meaning of what Ramadan is about. Yes, they have refrained from actual food, but maybe they're backbiting. Maybe they're engaged in other things. So the true spirit of Ramadan is not just to refrain from food and drink from sunup to sundown, but a reflection of deeper refrainment and the ability to hold back from other things as well. This is the month of patience. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then continues and says, وَالصَّبْرُ ثِيَابُهُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Sabr, the reward of it, is only one thing, Jannat al-Firdaus. The Rasul said, it is the month of Muwasat, it is the month in which we help one another, it is a month in which the risk, the provisions of the believer are increased. وَمَنْ فَتَرَ فِيهِ صَائِمٍ, the one who feeds one fasting person, كَانَ مَغْفِرًا, it is forgiveness for all of their sins. The Sahaba, they heard this great reward and they said, Ya Rasulullah, some of us don't have pockets that deep. Some of us don't have the wealth to feed fasting people. And in this moment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us a key aspect of this month. This month isn't about the quantity of ibadah. It isn't about the amount of Quran per se that you read and the amount of ibadah that you do. It's about the ikhlas in it, the sincerity in it. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, No. Allah will give this reward to the one who gives the fasting person a date or a drink of water or a sip of milk. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then says, the first 10 days of this month are a time of mercy. The middle 10 days are a time of God's forgiveness. And the last 10 days are just pure deliverance from the fire of hell. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, make work light on your employees if you have them. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four things that you must do abundance of. Saying, La ilaha illallah. The thing that brings you into the fold of Islam, this oneness of God, repeating that. La ilaha illallah. Number two, seeking forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Many of us don't realize. I was coming out of Fajr, the masjid, this morning. And I was talking to a young man who had just prayed in the masjid. And I asked him what's on his mind. And he said to me, Sheikh, what's on my mind is I'm being held back from God's mercy in this month. And I said, how? How so? He says, well, I keep thinking about my sins and who I am. And he says, I know what you're going to tell me, but it's what I'm struggling with, and it's the message I want to share with us today. The message that I want to share with us is know that Allah loves you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to turn back to Him in this month. None of us in this room truly feel that we deserve the blessings that we have been given of Iman, of Quran, of Siyam. We're all covered in sins. But it's time that we stop looking at our dirty state and look at the grand mercy of God. That's all. I share with you a hadith that I've mentioned before. But now more than ever, we need to listen to it. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a beautiful analogy to explain how much Allah loves for us to turn back to Him. He said, I want you to imagine a man who's on the desert traveling with all of his provisions on a camel. And as he's traveling, he stops to get shade under a tree. He dozes off and wakes up to find his camel gone. Water, food, and everything you can imagine. And without a bucky's in sight, this man believes that his life is over. And he accepts it. See, many of us felt our spiritual lives are over. Maybe you were dragged into Jummah by a close friend. My sins are too bad, I'm done. So he lays down and accepts his fate. He dozes off again, only to wake up to see his camel right in front of him, having wandered back to him with all of its provisions still there. He jumps up in joy. He jumps up pleased, happy, to having been given another life again. Do you see the metaphor for me and you, y'all? This Ramadan is Allah saying, you got your camel back, Habibi. You got another spiritual chance to make that journey. Just fast. Just be here. Witness the barakah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then went on to say, Allah is more happy when you turn back to him. Who? You, me and you, the one who's been sinning for the last 11 months. The one who all of a sudden feels bold enough to walk into the masjid, to raise our hands. Yes, me and you. He is more pleased with our tawbah, our returning to him, than this man who has now gained his life back again. How will we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month as we are here in these days? What is it that we are supposed to do? The first thing I draw your attention to is that you become a person that becomes more generous than any other time in the year. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, كَانَ رَسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. By default, he was the most generous of people. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. But in Ramadan, when he was listening to the Quran, when he was seeing the other believers, when he was fasting for 30 days straight and we're in our weakest state, it was at that time that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would become the most generous of people. It's funny how shaitan tells us that when you get more money, you'll be more generous, when it is the opposite. The more we get, the more we hold on. And it's funny how those who have the least seem to have the most open hearts. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says generosity would open up in this time. The verses that I recited are beautiful because they tell us what to focus on in this month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month of Quran, y'all. This is the month that you connect to the book of Allah however you connect to it. Whether you're reading the clear Quran in English, whether you're reading sabah qira'at because you have ijazah. I don't care how you are reading the Quran. This is the month to connect to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unzila fihi al-Quran. Hudan lin-nas, a guidance for me and you to guide us in this dark world. And clear signs of guidance and furqan. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Allah says, whoever witnesses. The most beautiful part of this verse is that you really don't have to do much. You just have to be there to witness the anwar, witness the beauty, and witness the nur of this month. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. These days of struggle and thirst and hungry, Allah says, I only want ease for you. I want to give you intentionality in all that you do. I want ease for you and not difficulty. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ, so that you can finish the prescribed amount. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, and so that you may do a lot of takbir, glorifying Allah. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that when you taste that date and that water, you say Alhamdulillah from the depths of your heart because you've never tasted something so good. And after this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then brings us to the next aspect of fasting. What would this month be if we did not use it for dua? What would this month be if we did not use it to raise our hands and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our own needs, for the needs of our brothers and sisters around the world, khususan Philistine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servant asked about me, I'm close. Right here in this moment, as you listen to this khutbah, as we prepare to stand up and pray, make a dua in your heart. Oh Allah, make it easy for the brothers and sisters in Philistine. You may not even move your tongue. You may just say it in your heart. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Make a dua. Oh Allah, let my life after Ramadan be renewed with a connection with you. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. I answer the call of the caller, but there's a condition. إِذَا دَعَان. My mother used to say, closed mouths don't get fed. We have to ask. We have to beg. We have to turn to Allah. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So we respond to God, we believe in Him, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may guide us. And one of the last ibadah that I want to share in this blessed month is that this was the month in which the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do i'tikaf. I'tikaf means for one to come in the masjid and cut off from the world for a few days. I think all of us can take a bit of a lesson from this. In our age of hyper-connectivity, we're never alone. But in order to truly listen to Allah, in order to truly listen to the Book of Allah, because that is what Ramadan at its core is. It is a month of listening. Because listening is how you gain connection to one that you love. 20 rak'ah, listening to the Book of Allah. This is the month of listening. Quiet, solitude, sitting still is needed in order to be a good listener. And for that reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself would take 10 days and say, time out from the world. Everything else can wait. I need stillness. I need to reflect. I need to know where I'm going. Not just the rat race for the sake of the rat race. I need intentionality. And this brings me back to my final point, why I think Ramadan is such a beautiful blessing from God. The only thing that differs ibadah from anything else is intentionality. If you don't make intention and you don't eat, it's not considered ibadah. But the moment you make an intention and you say, Ya Allah, for your sake I'm not eating, all of a sudden it becomes ibadah, it becomes worship. The scholars say the only difference between ada and ibadah is aba. And ba means intention. Now this is deep. Why? Because by necessity, Ramadan brings back intentionality in everything you do. You used to walk over to the refrigerator, just open it and look at everything. But now you think before you do anything because you're fasting. You used to reach for a cup of water just a few days ago. But now you think before you reach. Intentionality has been brought back to everything that we're doing in life. So we reset in this month. And when the takbirat of Eid come back, we now bring things back in our life meaningfully and with intentionality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to gain His maghfirah in this month. May He allow us to reap in completely from the anwar and the barakah of this blessed month. May He give us a Ramadan better, and believe in this dua. When we make this dua, believe in this dua. May He give us a Ramadan better than any Ramadan we've ever had. A means of our spiritual elevation. May He make this a Ramadan in which our duas for Philistine are accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness with faith in iman the night of power. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.